Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Game wardens were on the front lines, ready to help when Hurricane Ike roared into Texas.
We've got some people that don't even have but one set of clothes. That's all they left with.
Bobby Jones is a game warden stationed in Chambers County.
One call that we got was a resident that had left Crystal Beach, and he was in contact with two elderly ladies. One was a diabetic. After an hour of my captain, Rod Owsley, talking to them, they finally agreed to come out. The oldest lady was 89 years old. We got them to a highway and managed to flag down an Army Black Hawk helicopter and got them evacuated.
Game wardens like Officer John Feist work where they live and had homes that lay in shambles from the storm, even as they helped others to safety. Being a peace officer is more than a mere job to these dedicated men and women.
Go down to the fishing villages like Oak Island, Smith Point, just unbelievable devastation. Bolivar, Crystal Beach, Gilcrest, just absolutely unbelievable. It's so emotional. It's heart-wrenching.
Find a link to Hurricane Ike updates at passporttotexas.org. And when you're there, please feel free to leave a comment. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Our thanks to Karen Loke for her help with this story. We record our series at the Production Block Studios in Austin, Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.